I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. Wow, tonight's going to be great. We have Tyra Banks, and it's Megan Fox's debut in the clubhouse. And we're playing Plead the Fifth with her. There's a lot of controversy to talk to Megan Fox about, and I'm going in, and I can't wait. See you in there. And Harrison Bader from the St. Louis Cardinals is behind the bar. He's a stone cold fox.
She's a supermodel, and she's a total fox. It's Watch What Happens Live with Tyra Banks and Megan Fox now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with two people who are going to make everyone else feel like they need better lighting. My first guest is a model, producer, actress, and doctor of smizology, who is back as a doll that comes to life in Life Size 2, A Christmas Eve, on Freeform this Sunday. I can't believe Life Size is back. Welcome back, Tyra Banks.
Hey, Tyra.
My next guest slayed in global blockbusters like Transformers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now she's tackling the most amazing archaeological and historical mysteries in the world. No biggie. From Legends of the Lost with Megan Fox, which premieres Tuesday on the Travel Channel. Please welcome her debut appearance in the clubhouse, Megan Fox. So great to see you. So glad you're back. I'm so glad you're finally here.
Thank you.
You just found out you're playing Plead the Fifth. I think you're a little nervous.
Very nervous.
I know.
I'm super scared.
I wish I was wearing that suit you're wearing.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Over at the bar, he is a native New Yorker, a St. Louis Cardinal, and a Gingy. Wait, did I invent him? Say hi to Harrison Bader from the Cardinals. So excited you're here.
Yes, thank you.
I'm a big fan of yours and a big fan of your hair.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. It looks really, really good. Your off season's going good?
Yeah, everything's going well.
Excellent. I want to get started. Tyra, since you have a ton of experience giving helpful modeling tips from your time on America's Next Top Model, I want to show you a few of Harrison's pictures from Instagram. Oh. And I just want to get your thoughts on his smizing ability, okay? So take a look right here. Here he's giving us, okay, so it's good,
like,
right?
Yeah, it is the fake, profile, not exactly profile. He's like, I'm really pretending like this is a shot of my face, but really I'm giving you my shoulder and
Okay, look at the next one because he seems to like this angle. Oh, does it work for him?
It does. He has the Cro-Magnon brow.
Yes, it's heroic. Okay, lastly, what do you think about this pensive workout look?
It looks like he's about to go to the restroom.
Yes, it looks like he's taking a poop. All right, yeah. You need to work on that, Bader. Thank you very much. Okay, your questions for Tyra and Megan are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First is two of the most stunning humans on Earth, Megan and Tyra, have probably experienced folks tripping over themselves just to breathe the same air as them. Now, as People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive issues Sexiest Hair winner in 2017, I can totally relate. It's true, Tyra. But for all the other folks out there, here's what. I'm going to ask you some questions about what it's like living life as a perfect 10 with a round of sex symbo. No, they didn't. Okay. Have either of you ever had a perfect stranger propose marriage?
I'm sure you have.
I have.
You have? I love it. Tyra, have you?
Maybe one or two.
Okay. Wow. On average, how many people slide into your DMs every day?
I don't check DMs.
You don't check. So Tyra, do you?
I love DMs.
You do? I love it.
I dated a very famous recording artist because he hit me up in the DMs.
Really?
But I would go, like, into the restaurant first, and then he would go in after, or we'd go into restaurants that nobody knows. And to this day, you guys don't know I dated this guy.
Really?
And he was a DM slider.
Wait,
really?
That sounds like a burger.
But now we have to guess.
Yeah, I know.
No.
You have to
Can
guess.
We
I'll
each
give
one.
Fifth.
No, right. give one hint and see if we'll get one.
Drake?
Hint.
No.
Give a hint. I need a hint.
I don't think she's going to give you a hint. Just guess one.
No Drake at all.
Right.
Let me think about it. I'll come back to it.
Okay. Michael Jordan likes a DM. He said.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
Oh, is he a DM slider?
Yeah, a little bit.
Isn't that a burger guy?
Get in there. Have either of you ever been turned down by a guy? Yes. Have you, Megan?
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
He's intimidated. I had one of my friends go, girl, there's not that much intimidation in the world. He's just not into your ass.
Wow.
I was like, thank you. Know what? You are right.
Has anyone ever let you borrow his or her private plane? Oh my God, I love it!
No!
No?
I think
Megan is
no,
a yes.
Hell no.
Yes. Has any other woman's boyfriend or husband ever hit on you right in front of them?
Yes.
Yes.
You can be honest.
F him.
All right, thank you very much. Second. Tyra has been smizing up and down the catwalk since she was a teen, so I wonder which designers she still vividly sees in her smiling eyes and which ones have made a fierce runway exit from her memory. Here's what. Let's find out with Life Smize. Tyra, I'm going to show you a photo of yourself dressed to the nines. You have 5 seconds to name the designer you are wearing.
Okay.
Okay, right here. Okay, here you are in puffy pastels. It's Saint Laurent, 1991. All right, Tyra, what about here?
Todd Elden.
It's Dior. All right. Oh, my God. Okay, we played this game with Sarah Jessica Parker a couple weeks ago. She did a little better. Okay.
Chanel.
Yes, Chanel. Oh, yeah. Very good. Okay, she's on a roll. Now, here's another one.
Kenzo!
Lemon. Okay, next up. Little couture candy striper look.
Fendi!
It is La Croix. Okay, one more for you.
Sonia Rykiel!
It is Lagerfeld. Okay, thank you very much for playing Life Smize. She's walked down a lot of runways.
In my defense, I don't think you were showing Sarah Jessica Parker pictures when she was 17 years
right, that's
old.
True. And they were outfits that she had helped pick out on
exactly,
Sex and the
exactly, as
City.
Opposed
yes.
to me wearing 7 outfits
yes.
in that fashion show, 25 fashion shows per city. So Milan, Paris, New York, you understand?
Yes. Okay, finally, Megan Fox can hold her own alongside turtles who stand up on their hind legs for some reason. So I hope what's next as her coming out of her shell and not jumping into the nearest sewer. Here's what. Megan Fox, it is time for you to plead the fifth. I have 3 questions for you. You may plead the fifth
okay.
to only one.
Okay.
Here we go. Your acting debut was in 2001's Holiday in the Sun, starring Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Megan Fox, which Olsen twin do you like better?
I mean, I think I like Mary-Kate better.
Okay, you like Mary-Kate better. You know her better, closer?
I felt like maybe she was just a little more open with me at that time.
But all right.
Particular, they were both great, but if I have to pick one,
okay.
I'm not pleading the fifth on that.
Yep.
I don't know what's coming.
In a 2001 Details magazine interview, your Transformers co-star Shia LaBeouf affirmed that he had a romantic relationship with you on set. How would you characterize your relationship?
Now?
2011 Details magazine interview. No, then.
I mean, I would confirm that it was romantic. I love him. I've never been like really quiet about that. I love him.
Yeah.
So
it was like an on-set romance that didn't go anywhere afterwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
A showmance.
A showmance. Sure. Very good. Good. I like that. Megan. In 2009, you told Rolling Stone that you've destroyed the house during arguments with your husband, Brian Austin Green. What was the most damage you ever caused in a single fight?
I mean, okay. I think I was being a little, that was a little hyperbole a little
okay.
bit, but I did one time, I got really angry at him and I wrote in Sharpie marker a bunch of like Nietzsche poems all over his walls. So he had
wow.
to
read them. Megan Fox did not clean the fifth, everybody. She aced it. You can play Plead the Fifth at home by downloading the Plead the Fifth app in the App Store now. I mean, she had nothing to be nervous about. She slammed it all. It's amazing. Tyra, Nathan F. texted, now that you're single again, what do you look for in your next partner, and would you ever join Raya or a dating app?
I look for a person that has been divorced, has some kids, and has had a mortgage.
All right. You want a little experience.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. Megan, Mariah T. wants to know how you would rate Rosie Huntington-Whiteley's performance in Transformers.
I didn't see the third one, but I like her a lot. She's a really sweet, beautiful girl, and I think she probably did a great job. She didn't even know what she was getting cast to do.
Right.
She didn't know that she was going to take over the role that I was supposed to be playing, so I think she probably did an amazing job. I have no beef with Rosie.
Very good. I'm so glad you redid Living Doll.
Thank
I feel
you.
Like every time you've been here, we've brought it up.
You've been asking about Life Size every
life
single
size,
time.
Life Size, I mean,
no,
Living
whatever,
Doll.
Living
yes.
Doll, Life Size.
Yeah, right.
It's all the same thing, Andy.
Is it? No.
But no, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's so good. It's like there's so many adult jokes in there, but the whole family can still watch. Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm really psyched for it. Mary-Kate, huh?
If I have to pick one.
I know, I'm just kidding. We were just talking during the break. So, I mean, it's so wild. You were on Hope and Faith.
I was.
And you played...
I played Hope's, or Faith Ford's daughter.
Right, which is wild to think about.
Yeah, and Kelly was my kooky aunt.
I love that.
Hijinks.
Was that one of your first acting jobs?
It was one of my first. I had done pilots and stuff like that before. That was one of my first jobs that actually, you know, went the distance.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it. Let's go to Abby from Los Angeles with a question for Tyra Banks. Abby, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Late nights at work taking a toll on your skin? Do you find yourself staring at those dark circles in the mirror? Well, it's time to meet your new best friend, Dark Circle Defense Balm from Lumen. Lumen is a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Whether you're a seasoned skincare pro or a total newbie, Lumen Skin has got you covered. Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm is a lightweight gel that absorbs seamlessly into your skin to brighten your under eyes and instantly plump dehydration lines. It's basically an espresso shot for your eyes. The best part? Lumen will let listeners of this podcast try the product out for free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Head to lumenskin.com/wondery and get your free trial of Dark Circle Defense and their other amazing products now. Say goodbye to tired looking eyes and say hello to a new and refreshed you. Don't wait any longer. Your skin will thank you. That's lumenskin.com/wondery for your free trial.
Andy, I love you so much. I almost peed my pants when I met you and Anderson in Las Vegas. But my question is for Tyra. I am smizing as I'm asking you. What do you think about model Winnie Harlow claiming that America's Next Top Model does nothing for any model's career and is nothing but a reality television show?
Oh, yeah. She said that on this show.
Did she say that?
Yes.
I discovered her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, come on. I discovered her on Instagram, so... And she's on the show, so what do you think that means?
There you go. There you go. Yeah. It must mean something.
Yeah. I have nothing but love for my girls, and my girls come from so many walks of life and so much pain and so much hardship and so much story. And a lot of the times when people express themselves in certain ways, there's a reason.
Yes.
And I will respect her confidentiality and her life, but...
You're
I have to give love to her.
You're so actualized, Tyra.
I mean,
love it.
Yes. They're all my babies.
Yes.
Even the ones that act out are still my babies.
That's how I feel about the housewives.
Yes, they're your babies.
Yes. Let's go to Cindy from Kentucky. Hey, Cindy, what's your question for Megan Fox?
Hey, Andy, I love you.
Love you back.
And can you say hi to my daughter, Carrie?
Hey, Carrie, time for bed.
Okay, Megan, if opportunity presents itself, would you make a return to the Transformers franchise, or has that ship sailed? And also, why did you decide to work with Michael Bay again?
You guys famously made up.
Yeah, we made up. I think I would, for a cameo or something like that. I think that franchise has probably moved so far into a different universes with different actors and stuff that that wouldn't make sense, but I'm not against it. And... Thank you. And I wanted to do Ninja Turtles. I was a huge fan of it. And at that point, Michael and I were really good. I mean, I get invited to his Christmas parties.
Nice. I love that.
We're BFFs.
That's great.
Fine.
Who made the first move in the reconciliation?
I did.
You did?
I did, yeah. I felt like, I was young when a lot of that was happening, and I was really self-righteous in my anger. I thought I was right to speak the way that I spoke. And as I got a little older, I understood, regardless of whatever my issues were, they should always have remained private. You should never blast someone like that in public. And so I reached out and just said, I hope this movie does amazing, and it will. And
That's
he wrote
great.
Back and he was like, who is this?
That's awesome. Are you watching Eva on The Housewives of Atlanta?
I haven't watched her, but she's another one of my babies.
She is, yes.
I love me some Eva. And that woman is like, gets more beautiful as she gets older.
She does. Yeah, she definitely does.
She does.
Yeah. It's game time, everybody. Tyra and Megan's careers may be impressive home runs, but will they impress Harrison here with their baseball knowledge? It's time to find out with Let's Get Ballsy! I am going to ask Tyra and Megan baseball trivia questions, then Harrison's going to reveal if they're right or wrong. For each wrong answer, he gets to hit me in the face with his balls. Those balls. Okay. Okay, so the first question is, Tyra, model, these are our version of baseball trivia.
Okay.
Model Kate Upton is married to which professional pitcher? Bryce Harper or Justin Verlander?
Verlander!
Yes, very good. Please don't whisper the answers. Megan, how many runs are scored in a grand slam?
10.
Four.
That'd be nice.
He can throw, Okay, Tyra, true or false? David Ortiz was nicknamed Big Papa.
True?
Big Poppy.
That was a trick question.
Okay, Megan, what is it called when a batter barely tries to tap the ball? I feel like Megan's getting the hard
one. Why is she getting the easy ones?
A punt?
Yes.
No, it's a bunt.
A bunt?
Yes.
I was so glad.
I would have said punt.
Okay, Tyra, define walk-off.
It's when two models are like so pissed off at each other and they're like...
She's kind of right. It's a home run that ends the game. Megan, what position did J-Lo's boyfriend Alex Rodriguez play for the Yankees?
Outfielder.
Third base. Oh, God, that was... Okay. Okay, Tyra, which pop icon co-starred in 1992's A League of Their Own?
Madonna!
Yes, very good. Megan, I named my dog Waka after a Cardinals player whose first name is what? Michael or Matthew?
Michael.
It is Michael. Thanks, everyone. Megan, the show looks super cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. You said during the break you were psyched because it's something you can show your kids.
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, especially this first episode, I think it's such a good episode for girls in general. Somebody could really show that to their daughter, because the whole idea is what they're finding is that it's possible that women were actually fighting alongside men in the Viking army. And so that sort of turns on its head everything we thought we knew about gender roles and stereotypes in ancient cultures. And that's, you know, that's encouraging to a young girl to think, you know, anything was possible then, and of course anything is possible now.
Yes. Time for a quick call. Yvette from Georgia for Tyra Banks. What's your question, Yvette?
Hi. My question for Tyra is, are there any crazy episodes or moments from the Tyra Banks show that you look back on now and wish you didn't do?
Oh, hell no.
No.
Hell no.
That show was theater. Yeah, it was great.
And I was the executive producer of that show.
Yeah.
So even with America's Next Top Model, like, I do it and then I decide if I want to see the air.
Right.
So all of that was
good.
Just like such good. Good. You get Vaseline and you get Vaseline and you get Vaseline.
That was amazing. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the deer who in the middle of the afternoon crashed through a window and roamed around an Arkansas courtroom like it owned the place. Did you see this? I've been like so obsessed with this. Like, it was... Why is this so amazing to me? You know what? This little deer made such a commotion, it caused every bull in every china shop to say, damn, he's good. Tonight's Jackal goes to learning that the famous Mandarin duck in New York Central Park has been spotted chasing down and nipping other mallards that get too close to him. Yes. So not only is he beautiful, but he's emotionally unavailable. Call me. I want to thank Tyra, Megan, and Harrison Bader for being here. Hey, guys, it's Andy. Tyra is back in Life Size 2 of Christmas Eve. Sunday on Freeform is part of their 25 Days of Christmas. Megan Fox's show, Legends of the Lost, with Megan Fox, premieres Tuesdays at 8 on the Travel Channel. Harrison Bader is an outfielder for the St. Louis Cardinals. How long have you been on the team?
I was drafted in 2015, so it's been a few years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watch all the games here in the control room before the show and get all excited.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. let's go to Katie from Charleston with a question from Megan Fox. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Huge fan of the show. Also a fellow Deadhead.
All right.
My question is for Megan. Okay. Megan, did you ever watch the episode of Flipping Out when Jeff Lewis was working on your house with Brian, and why did you stop renovations?
I never watched the episode, and we stopped renovations just because we needed to live in a different part of town, and it was just necessary to get rid of that property and move
somewhere. Got it. There was speculation that it was because you were splitting up.
Oh, no, it had nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
That was totally irrelevant, but I understand why you would think that.
Okay, it's Fatima from San Francisco. Fatima, I'll be there Friday night with Anderson Cooper. Hope to see you there.
All right. Hi.
You're not going to clap for that? You guys
Hi, Andy. You are marvelous. Megan and Tyra, my 16-year-old daughter, Natalie, just loves and adore you. Mm-hmm. And my question is for Tyra. If Lindsay Lohan was going to be a part of Life Size 2, what was the plan for her cameo in the movie?
Well, I can't tell you that, but...
that's Life Size 3.
Hello.
Yes.
But it was something we were very excited about. I spoke to her about it. I spoke
to
her manager about it from the beaches of wherever they were, Ibiza or Greece. I can hear the music in the background.
Mykonos, yes. Doing the iconic
she's like,
dance.
Tyra, what do you think? You know, Lindsay's voice is so scratchy. And she's like,
yes.
So what part do you want me to do? So we discussed it, and I'm not going to tell you, but it was very interesting. And it had to do with her being a billionaire, y'all.
Yeah. I know she's referencing
referenced in Life Size.
Yeah, too, a couple of times. Yeah, yes. There's a couple of times that there's a moment that makes my heart go. Whoa.
Great. Yeah. Let's go to Elizabeth from Montana. Last call of the night. Man, I love Montana, Elizabeth. What's your question?
I'm so glad you do, because you are a silver fox. And if I ever saw you, I'd probably pinch your butt.
You'd pinch my butt.
I probably would.
I would receive it.
My question's for Megan. I was wondering, what was the most nerve-wracking part of being in Eminem's video?
He wasn't there, so I didn't actually meet him. That probably would have been the most nerve-wracking part. And I didn't get to meet Rihanna either. That would have been the best part.
Yes.
That was a pretty intense video. There was a lot of, it was really physical, and so there was just a lot of, you know, faux strangling and faux hitting that kind of gets real sometimes on a set, and so it was just overall intense. The question was intimidating, though? Was that the exact?
Yeah, what was the most intimidating?
Oh, nerve-wracking.
Yeah, right.
I think just how many people were probably going to watch it, and I wanted, you know, Eminem to like it and to like me and to be happy with it, because it's Eminem. I mean,
you were in a Drake music video.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You had forgotten. Yes.
I totally was. I totally cursed him out in the video.
Which is making Megan and I think that maybe Drake is
I think you were probably not wrong. Because he also, another thing we know is that he is taller than Tyra. And Tyra is about 5'10".
Is Drake taller than Tyra?
I don't know.
Well, you were in a music video.
I don't know if he's taller.
Wow. So,
I think it was right. Because you know what? Before you said Drake.
It was 50 Cent.
It wasn't. She just said it wasn't.
Oh. Okay. It was MC Hammer!
That's amazing. Bader, do you have any guesses as to who this might be?
Oh, I have no idea.
You have no idea?
Okay. I'm chilling back here. I'm
He's
good.
So sorry. Yeah. Okay, all right. Let's go to Meryl from Michigan. Hey, Meryl, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Megan. I was just wondering if you were a Real Housewife, what your tagline would be, and if you had a city of what cast you would want to join.
Oh, good question. You were very up on the Housewives at one point.
Once
I remember reading you say.
Before I had kids, I have three of them now. I was up on it. I mean, I would have to be a Beverly Hills housewife just because that's where I live.
Yes. And you said you know some of the Beverly Hills women?
I mean, I do. I see them around. And I also know people who are adjacent to the Beverly Hills women. Like, I'm always at Erewhon with Leanne Rimes.
Uh-huh.
Involved in
that.
I mean, we're not there together, but we're shopping, and she's there, and I'm there.
Understood. Do you have a tagline?
I mean, it would be like, I'm Megan, and I'm agoraphobic, and you should never have cast me on the show.
That's good. I want to thank Tyra and Megan and Harrison. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.